The bag tax almost didn't get approved because some council members were confused by the different versions of the ban. Sheffy Cadane opposed any kind of a ban on plastic or paper.
We got three of these. I still don't know which one you're trying to approve.
Okay.
And I don't understand which one he's approving.
So here's what I think.
Sorry. I think this needs to go back to budget and finance, and let's have a briefing on them. We haven't had long enough time to even look at them.
Council member Lee Kleinman also opposed a ban. He said he wanted to stay more focused on redevelopment projects in his district, which he claims doesn't have the same kind of trash problems as others.
Why should I care if someone is shopping like at Southwest Center Mall and they want a plastic bag? If people in that community are satisfied with the conditions around that mall, why should I utilize my position in North Dallas to improve those conditions? I should just focus my energies in North Dallas, not help another improve quality of life in other areas of the city.
The heated debate went on for hours. Councilman Jerry Allen said this was a great opportunity to lead the council just like you lead a cow to a desired result, but
the end result is we do not have a unified citizenry behind us, and that's what it will take for us to continue to beautify Dallas. And that's the biggest disappointment, I guess, that I see.
That's not how Dwayne Carraway sees it. He said the city already spends $4 million to pick up litter, including plastic bags.
We have a responsibility to do the very best that we can do to make sure that we're the cleanest city in the United States of America, and most importantly, that we are free and environmentally safe.
A few days ago, he was confident that he had the votes to pass. But after much debate, even he was surprised when the votes came down.
12 have voted. 13. All have voted, Mr. Mayor.
We fail.
Voting in favor, Council Members Medrano, Davis,
voting against,
Carraway, Council Members Gates, Allen.
There was applause, but also disappointment from the audience. Gary Huddleston is a spokesman for Kroger. He also represents the Texas Retailers Association. The group sued the city of Austin for its bag ban, but then dropped the suit. Asked if the group would sue the city of Dallas.
I don't know. The Texas Retailers Association has asked the Attorney General for a ruling. We're awaiting that ruling to see whether a city can actually assess a fee on a paper and plastic bag.
Until then, he said, Kroger and all retailers will have to comply or be fined up to $500. Zach Trahan of Texas Campaign for the Environment said what passed now is not as strong as what other cities have done in the state.
But it's the next best thing because it still gives customers a reason to bring their own bags to the store, and it gives retailers a reason to stop distributing so many bags in the first place. And that's the whole point, is to reduce this waste and pollution at the start.
After the vote, Dwayne Carraway said he's happy with the compromise, adding the long journey to get here was worth it.
I've received all types of threatening emails and racist emails and the N-words and everything else according to this issue. But this is an issue that's larger than myself. This is one that's on behalf of the citizens of this city, and to make sure that our city is bright, vibrant, and clean.
Still, Attorney General Greg Abbott could decide later this year that it's unlawful for any Texas city to charge a fee for bags, leaving Carraway right back where he started, trying to rid the city of paper and plastic bags completely. Dua Li, Sai Kow Tao, KERA News.